In 1947, the whole world was inundated with reports of seeing UFOs all across the world. In fact, the term flying saucer was coined after an interview with a civilian pilot known as Kenneth Arnold, who reported seeing what he described as flying saucers. But that was not the only thing that happened in 1947. Something that would change the debate on whether there is extraterrestrial life in this world or not, when rancher W.W. Mac Brazil made his findings known to the public after reporting them to the local sheriff and then to the U.S. Army. I am your host, the Paranormal Pilgrim, and this is the Land of the Shadow People. This is the Land of the Shadow People podcast. If this is your first time joining me, welcome and thank you. And if you're a long-time listener or recent listener, hey, welcome back. I'm glad to have you here. Everything seems to be going well on the home front here, recovering well from my surgery. So with that, I think we should get rocking and rolling and what is going on. But don't forget to click like and subscribe and please share. You guys are my marketing team. And so I'm not going to go into a really long podcast today talking about Roswell. So let's be honest. So when we talk about Roswell, New Mexico, flying saucers, aliens, there's a huge spectrum and it's been talked about, burnt out, ashes dug up, reburnt, and smoke, and all that. So what can I say? Well, I'll say a little bit of what we know, some of the conspiracy theories that are out there. And the rest is up to you to decipher what is true, what's not true, what you want to believe. And that's that. So as I said in the intro, 1947 was a hotbed of flying saucer, UFO sightings all across the world. Everywhere. On June 26, Kenneth Arnold, who was a civilian pilot, came up with the coined phrase flying saucers as he reported had seen them in his commercial flights. Now, later after that interview on June 26th and July 5th, 1947, W.W. Mac Brazil made a trip from his ranch to to the town of Corona, New Mexico. Now, it should be said that his ranch was pretty much off the grid, as you can be, no phone, no radio. So this left Rancher Brazil unaware of the flying saucer craze that was going on. It wasn't until he heard about the flying saucer incidences did he come forward with what he found 3 weeks earlier spread across roughly a mile long across his ranch of debris. That debris consisted of tinfoil, rubber, thin wooden beams. And when he had found it, he had gathered it, took it to the local sheriff in Roswell. From that point, the sheriff in Roswell called the Roswell Army Airfield, which Major Jesse Marcel took the debris, gathered them up, and took them back to the Army Air Base. Initially, the Army had said that they had come across a flying saucer. Now, that just started a firestorm that was unbelievable. So the Army quickly retracted, said they did not find a flying saucer, but rather a down weather balloon. For some time, they were actually able to bury the whole incident, really for quite a long time. Not a lot of people have brought it up. There was no mention of alien bodies being found at that time. It wasn't until years later that the conspiracy theories about this being an actual flying saucer and not a weather balloon really started to spring up in the late 1970s amongst different TV shows, books, and whatnot, expressing their theories and the theories and the thoughts and supposed eyewitness claims of seeing alien bodies that were taken back to Roswell for experimentation. In fact, in 1980, a book was written called The Roswell Incident. The book was written by Charles Berlitz and William Moore. Both authors had previously written popular books such as on the topics of the Bermuda Triangle and as well as the Philadelphia Experiment. The basic plot or narrative of the book is that an alien craft had been flying over the deserts of New Mexico, observing U.S. nuclear weapons, but crashed after being struck by lightning, killing the aliens aboard. As such, with the discovery of the alien bodies, the United States government covered it up, knowing that the United States population or the world population as a whole would not be able to come to terms and possibly bring complete chaos, knowing that there are alien species outside of our own, according to their accounts. This is actually the first time where the alien bodies theory was ever first brought up. Before then, there was no mention of seeing bodies anywhere until the 1980 Roswell incident book. And some of these other theories had some competing accounts. In 1992, Stanton Friedman released a Crash at Corona that was co-authored by Don Berliner, which introduced new witnesses and added to the narratives by doubling the number of flying saucers from 2, and also the number of aliens to about 8, which supposedly 2 had survived and been taken into government custody. The popularity of the Roswell incidents became so popular that the United States Congress inquiry, or I should say, let me scratch that, that there was an inquiry from the United States Congress from the General Accounting's Office, which directed the Office of the U.S. Secretary of the Air Force to conduct an internal investigation, which had 2 reports come out. The first report was in 1994, which included the material that was recovered in the 1947 crash, and it was reported that the debris was likely from Project Mole, which was a military surveillance program of high altitude balloons that were used to detect radiation, especially since this was during the height of the Cold War with the Soviet Union. A second report was released in 1997, which concluded the reports of recovered alien bodies, which they concluded was basically mismemories of accidents involving military casualties, with that of the recovery of basically crash dummies. And after that, that was the conclusion that came out from the United States Air Force. Now, my personal opinion, I'm not sure exactly what happened at Roswell, but I do find it very interesting that since World War II, since we dropped the first two atomic bombs, there's been strange sightings that have been happening going on. Was Roswell one of those? I really don't know. What I do know is it's done a great job for the little town of Roswell, as they have capitalized on this whole situation, which is good for them. Other than that, on my opinion about what happened at Roswell, to me, I'm up in the air about it. There seems to be good evidence to counteract what the government is saying. And at the same time, we were in the height of the Cold War, and there's a lot of things that the public didn't know, and we're still learning now what went on between the United States, the Soviet Union, and other nations. But I would say, even though Roswell is probably the granddaddy of all the UFO conspiracies, to me it seems the least likely to be the key to finding out if the government is really truly hiding facts about alien life out there. But with that, I'm going to conclude. Until this side of the veil and the next, I'm out.